So we said we would discuss this week some Hatmana questions, Hatmana Shailas, insulating food, wrapping food up before Shabbos, after Shabbos. And we had the questions, for example, taking a kugel or a challah that's wrapped in foil and putting it on top of the blech and putting it on top of the crock pot.
Can't leave it open.
And questions of this nature, what is the halacha regarding these questions? So we know that hatmana, insulating food or insulating a pot with food, there are two categories to it. There's before Shabbos and on Shabbos. The more simple one is on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you may not wrap up entirely any food or any pot. For example, we had a case a few weeks ago. Someone's crock pot is on the electric heat, and the electricity goes off, and one can't transfer it at that point to the blech for whatever reason. So one wants to just take off that whole pot and just wrap it up in a blanket, or wrap it up in a towel. Is that permissible?
You just said no.
Not permissible. Yeah, though that's how you would keep it warm. You would wrap it up to keep it warm. That is absolutely not permissible.
What about
to do hatmana on Shabbos is not permissible.
Even if you left it on the crock pot base, then put it throwing a towel over it. It's the same thing. Like you let the crock pot sit on the base.
It's on anyway.
Right. Can you throw a towel over it? It's not really wrapping it, but just throw a towel over it to keep the heat.
Throw a towel over. So if you're not completely wrapping it, it would depend. It has to be open. It has to be open, at least on one side. It has to be exposed either on the side, on top. It has to be exposed somewhere.
When you say on the side, I'm thinking of just like a 9x13, which is maybe this high.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to heat up quickly, you put it on top of your crock pot. If you throw a towel over it and leave the side open, it's still open, but it's mostly covered. And for that little bit on, you know, the 9 side, that's okay.
That will be enough.
Really?
So yeah.
So as long as a piece of it is open.
Right. That would be okay.
So if you want to wrap a challah, put it on
the,
warm it up. You can wrap the foil around it, just leave the top open.
So number one is to wrap something entirely on Shabbos, even just with a towel. It's not adding heat. It's just retaining heat. That's the idea of hatmana, of insulation. You're retaining the heat. That's going to be usser.
What's the malacha of retaining heat?
It's not really a malacha. It's actually a gzeira, and it's good to understand what the gzeira was, because then we'll see why it depends really in your intent of why you're having this thing wrapped. Okay? The idea was that on Shabbos, if you take a pot and insulate it on Shabbos, what you try, and your intent is to keep it warm, to retain its warmth, they were worried that you took it off, let's say, off the fire, or the fire went out, and then as you're wrapping it, you feel, you know what, it's really cooling down, and it's not going to be hot enough for the guests to eat, so I'll just light a fire and put it up, or I'll just put it on top of the fire that doesn't have a blech. So there was really a gezeira. It was, the suspicion was that if a person is trying to wrap up his food to keep it warm, then may notice that it's cooling down, they may then want to stoke the coals or turn up the flame or put this on a flame, which we would not be allowed to do on Shabbos. That's the concern.
But if you knew it was a gezeira and you knew what you just said,
yeah,
and you have this awareness that you're not doing anything wrong, is that wrong to put it back? Knowing the reason for it. It's a gezeira, it's not really halakha.
That's any gezeira is like that. Any gezeira is in order that you prevent us from doing something worse. So even though we know it's a gezeira, that's why the rabbis did it.
But you still have to observe the gezeira.
Right. Yeah. She's asking, once I know the reason, why shouldn't that be enough to prevent? And they were nervous that...
Right.
But in terms of then what possible consequences for your neshama is violating that a different category? If you were like to wrap something, is that a different consequence than if you put something on fire?
And cooking something, yeah. One is the cooking something is the rice on Shabbos, and doing something that's a gezeira midrabanan is a prohibition rabbinically. So what's the difference? So the Gemara tells us that one who transgresses a biblical commandment, if one does so on Shabbos intentionally, one can get stoned. If one does so unintentionally, they have to bring a karban. And one who transgresses a nisa drabban is chayav misa. You know, it's more severe. Why is it more severe? Because people think, yeah, it's only the Rabbanan, you know, it's only a gezeira. So therefore, the Gemara says, no, they have a person who will be chayav misa.
Shuma.
Yeah. Can't take the Rabbanan lightly. Yeah. Even though they were all, most of them were safeguards for the Doraisa. Most of them were to protect the Doraisa. Nonetheless, they have to be kept in full force.
Wrapping a challah, does it mean only leaving? Does it have to be the top? Can it be the side?
What?
Wrapping a challah, that you can't wrap it completely. Does it matter where the opening is?
No, it wouldn't matter where it's opening. As long as it's open, the sides, the top. So that's wrapping on Shabbos. Now, wrapping before Shabbos, there are two categories. If you're wrapping with something that does not add heat to this pot, then it is permissible. For example, many people do this. They take the soup before Shabbos, they heat it up to a boil, and then they take it off the flame and wrap it in some sort of sheet or towel or blanket, and it will stay warm for the next couple of hours until you're ready to eat it. And that's 100% permissible because it's being wrapped before Shabbos and it's being wrapped with something that does not add heat. However, to wrap something in something that will add heat,
for instance,
before Shabbos, would be prohibited. Now, most of the examples that the Gemara gives is like sand, which could add heat, or feathers that are packed together. Most of these things are not really practical today. Except, what there are sources of heat is either fire or electricity. Okay? So to wrap something in before Shabbos in something that adds heat would be prohibited. Now, the Gemara gives another case. What happens if I wrap it in something that does not give heat? For example, a towel. But I place this pot wrapped in this towel on top of a source that gives heat. For example, I take the pot, wrap it up in a towel, and then place it on the radiator, which is giving heat. Or I place it on top of the crock pot, which gives heat. Or I place it on top of the urn, which gives heat.
But you could put the pot on top.
So this is a problem, even though it's before Shabbos. Even though it's before Shabbos, and even though the wrapping itself was done in something that does not add heat, but since it's on top of something which does give heat, it's tantamount to wrapping in something that gives heat. Because actually what's happening is the heat source is going up into that towel and really helping warm it and adding heat to that wrapping.
They have these, so apparently you can't use these little blankets that they have in Israel. It says it's embroidered, it says Shabbat, it's a quilt, and you go to put your food on the blech before you light candles, and you put this little blanket on top of it to keep the food warm. And you say you can't use those.
Really? You wrap the food, you wrap the pot, and then you put that on top of a blech which has a fire underneath it?
You don't wrap it. What I'm doing is you put all your pots and things on like an electric warming tray,
mm-hmm.
and then you lay the quilt on top of the whole block to keep everything warm.
But it's open.
Right, so it could be.
You just make sure it's open.
Yeah, no, it could be because it's not really entirely wrapped.
Not wrapped up like
right.
a pot.
Right, that's right.
So I'm confused. what's the difference between... This is all before Shabbos, so why...
Now we're talking before Shabbos.
Yeah, so why does it matter before Shabbos if you wrap something up that's going to give heat? If you can put something before Shabbos on a heat source, what is the difference? I don't understand why this is...
Oh, very good. Very good. So again, here also was a gezeirah. This too is a gezeirah if you're wrapping it before Shabbos, but in a source that gives heat, it was also a gezeirah that you may end up coming to stoke the coals back in the days of the Gemara, stoking the coals to get that thing warmer. Well, if it's just on a fire and it's being left as is, not my assistance in trying to make it even warmer, there was no gezeirah like that. Although there was a gezeirah, like we spoke last week, if the item is not cooked enough. If it's only partially cooked, there was the same gezeirah, you may try to stoke the coals over there, you may try to raise the flame. So here too, when you wrap it in something that is going to give heat, there's a gezeirah, you may wrap it in something that actually will then... If to have the ability to intensify that heat, and as if you would wrap it, let's say, in hot ashes or hot coals before Shabbos, and then I see, I may want to stoke the coals to get it even hotter. So these are all gezeiros, but that's why you have to know before Shabbos, one can't do insulation, wrapping something with something that does give heat, and on Shabbos, even with something that doesn't give heat, cannot be wrapped.
Completely.
However, as we said before, it depends on the intent of the person. As the whole gezeirah was, because we're worried a person is trying to keep his thing warm, trying to keep his pot warm, his food warm, and therefore he may, by mistake, or forgetfully, or by habit, try to stoke the coals. And that's why even if one knows it's a gezeirah, but they may forget because they're so used to stoking the coals, that's what they do during the week. They raise the fire when they want it to cook faster. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, however, let's say one wanted to, let's say in this case that we gave, the last case we gave, there is a heat source, for example a fire with a blech on top, and then one wants to wrap their pot and put it on top of the blech. That's going to be usur even before Shabbos. However, that's only usur if the reason they're wrapping the pot is to keep in the heat. If, however, the reason why they're wrapping this food or this pot is in order that an animal shouldn't get into it, or in order that it shouldn't get dust dripping into it, then that's going to be permissible. Now, why is that? Why does that make sense? The reason why that makes sense is because the reason for the prohibition, for the decree of not wrapping of something, is because if you're wrapping it to keep it warm, we're nervous. Hey, it's cooled down. But if your whole purpose of wrapping it has nothing to do with retaining the heat, if it's just to keep something else away or to keep it clean, then it's going to be permissible. So it really depends on the intent of the person. This is why it makes it. It can lead to a lot of problems because you go into somebody's house and you see their item is fully wrapped and you don't know why they fully wrapped it. You don't know because there's a drip over the pot that they just put, for example. Okay, so now let's get to a practical example. You want to take a challah out of the freezer. It's wrapped in foil entirely and you want to heat it up. So where are you going to put it? You'll put it on top of a pot on the blech, or you put it on top of the blech itself away from the fire, or you put it on top of the crock pot, or you put it on top of the urn. Okay, can it be fully wrapped? So that depends. If the reason why you want to keep it fully wrapped is that it should stay warm, so you can have nice warm challah when you bring it to the table and then unwrap the foil and it's nice warm challah, that would be
wrong.
That would be problematic. That would be usur because it's having something wrapped on Shabbos, and this is even on a heat source, so it certainly is prohibited. It's even be usur before Shabbos. Okay, so you wouldn't be able to put the challah before Shabbos on top of the crock pot, and it's now keeping it warm.
Even with a side open.
Oh. So in that case, if your purpose was to have the foil there to keep it, keep the warmth in, to retain the heat, what you can do then is just open up the top and then it will be permissible. Same thing with a kugel. You have a kugel that's all wrapped up. To put it on top of the crock pot or on top of the hot plate, fully wrapped, and if it's to retain the heat, would not be permissible. You would have to open up the top.
Wait a second. So now, okay, I think I'm aware of something. Okay, so I wrap my kugels, whatever it is. I usually make a couple like things that would go on top of my crock pot. So what does that mean? That means that I have to take my 8x8 and open up a corner of it. Like, I have tin foil on the top just to keep it, like, I don't know, fresh. Like, you don't just stick over that in your refrigerator. You cover that.
Well, what is this here? You have a pot of food?
Let's say, pick a kugel. Let's say a potato kugel. You have a potato kugel that you want to make warm on Shabbos. So when I put it in my refrigerator after I cook it, when I do my cooking, I cover it with tin foil and I stick it in my refrigerator.
Right.
So on Shabbos morning, I take it out. And I just put that whole thing right on top of the crock pot. Do I need to open up a corner? Like, I didn't insulate it. It's just like it's covered to keep it.
It's just, I mean, that's the pot itself.
Covered.
Oh, no. So if it's an item, if it's, that's what we've been talking, let's say, about a challah so let's get now to the case of, you see, the challah doesn't need a pot. Okay? So, since it doesn't need a pot, so what you, the foil that you wrap it in is considered the insulation. But an item that needs a pot, for example, you put your potato kugel in a 9x13 pan, that is its pot, so that's considered the food itself. The pot is considered with the food. Okay? So then only the problem would be only if you then wrap the pot. Or wrap the pan in this case.
On the top. Right, you can put foil on the top.
Yeah, that's part of that pot.
Okay.
Right.
It was previously
part of that
wrapped
pot.
All around. You can't use the bottom foil. You have to take the bottom foil off.
In which case?
You wrap the whole pan, not just the top.
You wrap the whole pan?
If I put it in the freezer, I wrap the whole pan.
Right. So that would be a problem. That would be a problem. Or let's say by the case of a challah. You wrap it once. And then you wrap it a second time with the foil. Well, we're saying actually if you want to retain the heat, so then even one wrapping is problematic. But for example, let's say my wife puts the challah in the oven before Shabbos. Okay? But the reason why she wraps it is that if she says if she would open it up, it would dry out. Mm-hmm. It would get all hard on the outside. So the reason is not to retain the heat so much as the reason is to retain the moisture, and it shouldn't dry out. In that case, since the intent is not for the keeping the heat in, but it's to keep the moistness in, that is permissible. However, to put a second wrapping of foil, that would be ready to keep the heat in, and that would not be permissible. Okay, so we understand the difference?
Almost. If you have the challah, which you're putting in the oven to warm up, and you have it completely wrapped to keep the moisture in,
mm-hmm.
You can leave it completely wrapped until you take it to the table for motzi.
Correct. Since the intent is to keep in the moisture and not to keep in the heat, there was no gzeira in this case. We weren't afraid you were going to heat it up.
One more intent thing. I make a par of challah and I have a par of crock pot in which I make it. However, sometimes I serve schnitzel and I want to take the chill off of the schnitzel. But I double wrap my schnitzel so that when I stick it on top of the hot pot, I don't have to worry about transfer of anything going one way or another. So it's double wrapped, but it's not double wrapped for the insulation, it's double wrapped for the genders.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Very good, yeah. I saw an interesting case actually. Let's say somebody goes to a hotel and there's an oven there. And you can't kasher the oven before Shabbos, but you want to use the oven, you can leave the oven on, and you want to use it to heat up your food, so you'll double wrap it for that purpose. So since the double wrapping is for the purpose of kashrus, not for the purpose of keeping in the heat, that indeed should be mutter. That indeed should be mutter.
Then you can wrap anything in it. Or whatever you're putting into this non-kosher oven.
So your example
is
like a tin foil of...
So is it double wrapped or triple wrapped, or doesn't that matter?
No, those who do it double wrapped.
Then how would you take it out of a commercial oven? Just take it out. That's the question.
What do you mean?
If the hotel oven is on.
I didn't mean the hotel. I mean when someone goes to a hotel or a room, they might rent a house, or they rent the room which has an oven for their use.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So you're using the oven, but you don't know what was cooked before that, so you double wrap it. So the purpose of the double wrapping was for that, so you don't have the hatmana issue. You don't have the hatmana issue. Same thing if you had, let's say, rice, let's say. Someone wanted to heat up rice, and they didn't have it in a pot, they just had it in foil. So if you open up the top of the foil, the rice will spill out. So if the whole purpose is just to keep the rice contained, then you can put that whole thing on top of the crock pot, you can put it on top of a pot on the fire, again, because for the same reason. Similarly, let's say you take a few pieces of potato kugel, or kishka, and it's wrapped up in some sort of paper, or it's wrapped up in foil. And you want to stick that into the crock pot, into the chalent. Why isn't that a problem, Hatmana? You're wrapping the kishka, right?
Because you're not wrapping it to heat it, you're wrapping it to hold
keep it separate.
Right. So if the purpose was to, because you wanted the you wanted extra heat around the kugel of the kishka, that would be a problem of Hatmana. Because you wrapped it in foil and you're putting it now on a source of heat. So even before Shabbos, that would be a problem. But if the whole purpose is just that you want the kishka to be separate than the chalan, you want the kugel to be separate than the chalan, then the purpose of the wrapping is not for heating purposes, the purposes of the wrapping is for just to contain it in one area, and therefore that would be permissible.
Now I'm thinking about something else. I'm sorry.
I'm not.
Okay.
Within Hatmana?
Within Hatmana.
Okay.
Okay, so I've got my crock pot, and what I do is I put like a silver, do you know the lids that go with this, the silver lids that go with the 9x13 pans? Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, so I put one of those on top of my crock pot so that I've got...
As a tray.
Uh-huh. Then, before Shabbos starts, before I put up my chalent, I stick the glass lid on top of that too. Is that not okay? Is there something wrong here? Because it seems like it's extra...
You take a hard piece of metal.
Right.
This is a hard piece of foil. Cover the open crock pot with that.
I crimped it so that it fits on like a lid. I crimped it so it goes around the crock pot nicely.
Yeah.
And then I stick the glass lid on top of that. Do I have any issues
here?
Why?
I thought you put that in so you could put things on top of it, so it'll be flat.
Right, but then I take the lid off on Shabbos, just because then I'm afraid there's going to be like too much leakage of... Like that the chalet will cook too quickly and run out of liquids and whatever.
So that's where you put the glass top.
Right.
Now you on Shabbos took off the glass pot and now you have basically a pot with a tray on top.
Right.
So you want to heat something that has no problem with bishul, something that's dry and even though it's cold, but it was cooked already, so you can put it on top. So again, you take, let's say, it's a few pieces of kugel, which you could put the kugel just the pieces by themselves. But now you wrap it in foil, so it would depend. If you're wrapping it in foil to keep the heat in, then that would not be permissible on Shabbos. That would be like the challah.
The second lid.
I'm asking about the second lid.
No, there's no problem with the second lid, no.
Okay.
No.
And no problem with that metal sheet either. Okay.
Right. There is a whole, there was a, several years ago, a whole discussion about crock pots.
I was just going to ask.
Which was brought to the attention of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal. People showed him these crock pots, which is the insert crock, not the West Bend flat, but the insert crock pots. And the issue that Rav Shlomo Zalman felt was a problem of Hatmana, because even though it is not fully wrapped, and the Ramah, the Bnei Ashkenaz hold that it has to be fully wrapped in order to be Hatmana, but since most of it is wrapped, okay, most of it is wrapped, and it also has a heat source over there, and that's the purpose of it, is to cook it and then retain its warmth. Because of that, he felt that that was an issue of Hatmana. The way you get around that, according to him, the way you get around that is that somehow you lift up the pot from the heat source. You lift it up a little bit. You either take balls of foil, or you take a metal can and lift it up. Once it's lifted up and it's not almost touching the sides, then it would be permissible. That was Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Yibar L'chaim Rabbi Yashuv, seemed to pass in that way, then crock pots wouldn't be a problem of Hatmana. Rav Moshe Feinstein in America was reported to say there's no problem of Hatmana with these things. There were Paiskim in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Ozna, he said it was not a problem because for the bases that we know because the top is open. If the top is open, it's not a problem of Atman. It's exposed on one side. So there are those who are strict and do try to put some sort of lift it up, put some sort of metal in it or rocks and lift it up so it wouldn't be a problem of Atmana. And others just rely on the Heter of Ramesh and others who said it's not a problem at all. So that's why the crockpots, that has a separate issue of Atmana.
Where does the lining of crockpot come in?
Let's say you want to take Chulant out on Friday night and then put it back into the crockpot and use it for Shabbos lunch. So the only way you can take food off of a heat source and then put it back is if there's what we know as a blech. It means that the heat source has to be covered. So if you would want to take out the crock pot on Friday night and lay it out chulent and then put that crock pot back into the heat source, the only way you could do that is if the fire was covered. So you have if you line the inside with foil and it sticks out on the side, so you know it's there, then that serves as a blech for the crockpot. And then you could take it out with intent to put it back. You're still holding on to it. You ladle it out, and then it's still hot. You put it back on the.
So if you don't have the intent to return it, you don't need to line it. You just need to have the balls of foil or something on the bottom.
And if you wanted to avoid the hatmana issue, according to these paiskim, you just have the balls of foil on the bottom. You wouldn't have to line it at all.
So at the shul, I make this big roasting pan like this of chulent. And I only take it out, I never return it because it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need to line the inside of the...
You speak to Rabbi Kaplan about that, but if it was all cooked before Shabbos, most of it cooked before Shabbos, you shouldn't have to line it at all. Right, if it's not fully cooked before Shabbos, then there are those, like we spoke last week, there are those that will always have the heat source for the fire covered for that purpose.
Because
you don't know if it's fully cooked, and there are those who do that, even though halakhically you don't need to.
If you answer this, then I'll ask somebody else.
Okay, yeah.
I know, I had Shabbat brachas in my house last night, sorry. Okay, two things. One is, when the element is just the bottom and the crock pot sits on it, take it off, on and off easily, the west bin,
the west bin, which is flat.
The shafts or whatever. Is the element is clearly not that metal sheet, that Teflon-y sheet on top, because you can cook on that. So is that considered enough of a blech? Because it's covering whatever electrical, whatever is inside. It's sold to you, to be able to cook on.
Right. But the idea is when we want to cover something is that whatever heat source is normally used to cook on, we now have to do something to it to minimize that heat, or to have something noticeable that I did to be as a reminder for me that I can't turn up the flame on Shabbos.
So if
it's normally cooked with that metal piece, which is attached to the whole apparatus, and that's the way I cook normally, so I have to do something additional to cover it. Now, in that case, it's simple. You just take a layer or two of foil and just put it on top. That's like the serves as a blech.
So that's
very simple because it's flat. It's very simple to just put a couple of layers of foil there. The ones with that have the insert, you have to be a little bit,
So that's the reason you can't use a ceramic cooktop as a blech for the reason you just said. Because it's covering the heat source. But it's what you cook on,
so you have to. A ceramic
what?
The new cooktops.
The cooktop.
Like the oven.
Your ranges.
That's the range. It looks just like a piece of glass.
Yeah.
And underneath
it's portable?
No.
This is how your stove is.
Oh, it's the top of your stove.
Yeah.
Oh, the top of your stove.
Because
it's easy to clean. Because it's all flat. Yeah. Yeah, it's terrible to kasher for Pesach.
Yeah. Forget
yeah.
it.
Yeah. But so in that case also you would have to cover it. Yeah. You'd have to cover it.
Why not, if you've got like one of these, instead of like taking it off and having this whole thing, why not just move it off a little bit, to the side to make it a little bit of jar and then spoon and move it back on? Not the inserted one.
You're saying the flat crock pots, the west bend?
Yeah.
So what do you want to do to...
Just move it to the side a little bit. Why take it off?
Heat.
Why?
That's your rule.
You have to completely take it off, even if there's foil underneath?
Oh, there's foil underneath, so you could return it back. So you could take it off, and if you take...
Right, but if it's... If it's the West Bend one,
mm-hmm.
again, this is just coming up because my kids are eating challah before Shabbos now. Okay. Not before Shabbos, Friday night.
Friday night, yeah.
When I go to bed. So mm-hmm. Shabbos day, it's not an issue. Obviously, it's off, it's gone, finished. But so they should be taking...
They should take it off.
Take it off.
Put it on a counter and at least hold on to it.
Just moving it so that, like, the West Bend has like a little bit of a lip, so just moving it so that only a tiny bit of it is touching the elevation.
Oh.
Just doing it like this.
Yeah.
That's not enough.
You could do that, yeah. As long as it's not on the fire itself, you can ladle it out.
You can't do that. It has to be kept
but it does,
to the side.
Yeah, but it, I don't know why that's... What's the advantage of that, though?
Because...
Of not taking it completely off.
Because when I'm sleeping, the thought of the kids taking it off and remembering to do, like, you know, when they take it off and not...
Oh,
it,
but, you know, so you'd rather...
So I've always said to them, just pull it to the side.
Pull it to the side
and
then put it back.
You leave it on the heat. That's the same as leaving it on the stove with the blech.
Well, no, that's like putting it to the blech, to a part of the blech, which is not under the fire.
But every part of this, the base, I have the same thing. The same base is hot for the, every side is the same heat.
But not, she's not keeping it on the flat part,
no.
On the lip.
No, she says it's part of it still on the heat. It's still on the heat. I don't see how you can do that.
Shouldn't be, because if you take it and you turn
it's
the pot,
in the air.
And it's going to be off the edge.
It's in the air?
It's in the air.
If you take it like this, this is in the air, but this part that you said was touching the bottom.
No, you don't do it that way. You do it this way. So it's on the lip.
Well, she wasn't taking it off the heat. She was leaving part of it on.
No, you were leaving part of it.
You said you were leaving part of it on.
And you dish on the side. It's not on the
heat. Then it's on the heat.
Yeah, but they're not dishing from that side. They're dishing from the part that's in the edge.
But the part is on the heat.
Rabbi, go ahead.
Yeah.
Complicated. Very complicated.
Sorry.
That gets the issue of why you're not allowed to stir a pot that's on the fire. And the concern is, because if not every part of the food is fully cooked, by your stirring it, you're actually going to be moving about the food to different sources of the heat. A different part of the food will now go closer to the source of heat, and you're now assisting that cooking or hastening the cooking. And we say that because there it goes, even if you think it's fully cooked, you're not allowed to stir it. For that reason, really, you can't ladle out directly from a pot on the fire. Also, for the same reason, because that's sort of like stirring the pot. Okay? Once it's off the fire, there was no concern. So I would say in this case, if it's mostly off the fire and it's a fully cooked challah, and you're ladling it out, it will be permissible. The Chazon Ish writes it actually in one place that if, let's say, it would be a case where you really can't take it off the fire because you forgot to put the blech and you can't put it back on, he says, if you know it's fully cooked, you could rely in that case to ladle it out directly from the crock pot, even though it's on the fire. So in that case, you take it off mostly, I think that would be permissible to do.
I'm obviously confused about something, because last week I thought I remember you saying that if you wanted to, if you had a flame on, you had a pot on your the flame before Shabbos, you could just leave it directly on that flame if you wanted to.
Right.
So what I was doing before I heard that shear is I had one of those ceramic cooktops, put the thing on low, and I always put a piece of foil on it, put the pot on top of it. I thought, oh, I don't have to do that anymore. But now, maybe I'm not understanding what you're saying correctly. It sounds like I do have to put a piece of foil on there if I'm leaving that pot on that burner on Shabbos.
Right, because it's like an electric range, only it's ceramic. It's just more high-tech.
So I do have
an electric range.
No, so here's what's confusing. We said last week, and this is what we were just discussing now about the challah and the crock pot. We said last week, if the item is fully cooked, and you don't plan on taking it off and putting it back on the fire, then you don't need to cover it with a black. That's the idea we were saying. And the truth is, according to halacha, even if it's halfway cooked, or certainly most of the way cooked, there's no concern anymore, you may raise the flame, and you can leave it there going into Shabbos. The issue here is when we're talking about the challah that you want to then put back on the heat source, the only way you're going to have to be able to put it back is if it's covered over.
Or
with
cook on the next day.
Because you won't be able to put it on an open fire. You would have to have some sort of blech to be able to
put it back. You can't put it directly on a hot blech anyway. Yeah. Can
No, on a second pot. You have to have a second pot.
You can't
put the kugel on the black.
Right. Okay.
You can put a pot on it.
Open
it.
Right.
I thought
that's right.
I thought I just misheard.
Okay. So we discussed. Okay. So we discussed wrapping up challah in foil, and putting it on top of a heat source, on top of the blech, top of the urn, on top of a pot or crock pot, or wrapping up any type of kugel. So we said if the purpose of it is to keep the heat in, then that would not be permissible. In that case, before Shabbos or on Shabbos. If the point is just to keep in the moisture, or it shouldn't spill out all over the place, whatever the food may be, if it's rice or something like that, or if it's chicken cutlets, it's schnitzel, and you don't want the crumbs to get all over the place, therefore you want to wrap it like for that reason, or in a case we say you want to double wrap it for kosher reasons, in all these cases, it will be okay to keep it wrapped. In the case where you wanted to keep the heat in, the intent was to be hotter and to retain the heat, then that would be awesome. Before Shabbos, you can wrap something totally in a non-heat source, which means like a towel or a blanket. Not on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you would not be able to wrap it. One interesting halacha about Atmana is that the only prohibition of Atmana is wrapping it in the keli that it was in first. Okay, for example, you have your kugel and you cook your pan of kugel, and then you want on Shabbos you want to take that and wrap it up, usser. Or your crock pot, the electricity goes out and you decide you want to use it for another hour or so, you'll just keep it wrapped until you eat it, usser. You can't wrap it on Shabbos.
The electricity's out, there's no heat source anymore.
Right, but on Shabbos you won't be able to then wrap it up because you can't insulate something on Shabbos. Doing Hatmana on Shabbos, even without a heat source, is usser.
Okay, so if you were to take that thing totally off the heat, without even... okay.
Yeah, even if you don't have the heat source there. But what you can do is, if you transfer all of that challah to a second pot, then you can wrap that. Now, by that time, it cooled down already considerably. But that's part of the reason why it's permissible. If it's in a second vessel, once you put in a cliché, not the one it was cooked in, then actually that you can wrap. That's one of the reasons why a thermos is okay. Even though a thermos is doubly wrapped and insulated several times, but since it's not in the place where it was cooked, the water, you're transferring it from the urn or a kettle into the thermos. It's one of the reasons why a thermos is permissible to use on Shabbos.
That's permitted on Shabbos, yeah?
What?
Which Alice is drinking from.
Yes. Right, to put it in one of those cups which has an insulator.
Oh, what about the
even a lid?
The lid.
Also no problem. Right, because since it's in a second source, it's already not in the source of the thing, so it already cools down as soon as it goes into that keli, there was no concern that you may come to heat it up. Even on Shabbos. Right. Yeah, this doesn't add heat, it just retains the heat. A type of thermos mug that just retains the heat. But since it's only retaining the heat and it's in a second vessel already, then that's going to be permissible.
Okay, I have another scenario.
All right.
You have a crock pot, and it's hot, Marie, and on Shabbos, and electricity goes out. Some of the crock pots nowadays come with these insulated bags. So one question is, electricity is out anyway, can I take this whole hot crock pot and put it in this insulated bag and zip it up? That's the first question.
You just said it.
Right, that would be insulating on Shabbos.
The second question is,
right, good example, you can't do that.
Put it into a chaney, another pot, not the crock pot it was cooked in, and then put it in the insulated bag.
Yeah, that would be permissible. Exactly.
We just said.
That's right, that would be okay.
The same.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like hot or cold, like those big things you get the air.
Oh, that thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that would be, you'd be allowed to do that. Once it's in a second pot, you could do that. You could use that hot, cold bag.
The baking bags?
Baking bags.
Turkey bags, slow cooker bags. The ones, they're like a funny plastic you can put
long
a turkey
crock pot
in.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So what I do on Shabbos is I warm the food in those, but I leave it open because I don't want the issue of hatmana.
So...
could I close the bag according to what you're saying?
You want to put, let's say, what? Meat?
Let's say I'm warming up meat stuffing. Stuffing's a good one because you put it in that bag and then you put it on top of the crock pot. Now I'll have to go on a lid or something like that.
Right.
It makes it, it keeps it like gushy and warm without burning on the bottom.
And fresh, not dried out.
So
So that's what we discussed. It depends. That's a good example. Stuffing could get all over the place if you don't keep it contained. Right. So if the purpose is just to keep it contained and that's why it's fully closed and then put it on top of the crock pot, that will be okay. Because your intent is not to keep it warmer. Your intent is just to warm it up and not get all over the place. But if it will be no difference if you keep the top open. It wouldn't get all over the place, and you're just keeping the top closed because it should stay warmer, then that would be problematic.
Well, it also helps it stay warmer because does that help it at all because it's a cooking bag? I mean, you're not doing anything with that. It just happens to be a baking bag, which is safer to use.
Right, I understand, so it won't burn. Right, so the problem is that it's being totally wrapped.
Right.
Totally wrapped, then that would be the problem if it's for to retain the heat.
How do you spell Hatmana?
In Hebrew or English?
Hebrew.
Hey, Tess. Mem, nun, hey.
Thank you.
What if you have a double intent?
You're right. It's true.
Yes, primary intent.
Yeah. No, that will be a problem. Once your intent is to retain its heat, doesn't matter what else you're thinking at the time.
So you can't redeem it by having a secondary intent.
Right.
That would be okay.
That's right. Because the problem is once I have that in mind, then there was the concern that I might go heat it up if I see that it's cooled down. If my intent is only for the purpose of keeping things clean, then that's okay. So it has to be.
Or to keep it fresh.
Or to keep it fresh or moist. Right.
So your schnitzel thing, are you also wanting to warm up the schnitzel?
It'll get dry out.
But we always have the intent. Like, as soon as we stick it on something, the intent is to heat it up.
Yes, the intent is to heat up the food. But the question is, why am I keeping the thing totally wrapped? It's keeping it totally wrapped. Is my intent there to sort of keep it warmer or get it to be warmer?
This is not the pot.
The pot. But why would I wrap the pot now?
Right.
Would that just be so things shouldn't fall out or keep things clean? Or is it actually to keep it warmer? If it's to keep it warmer, then that would be awesome. All right, so that about wraps things up.
Oh, is that fun? Oh.